Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Sheni, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the 30th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, and we always appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yitzwein, Mor D'Asra of Young Israel Aish in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share Divrei Chizik, to be immediately followed by Rabbi Wein reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Tarek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Wein will conclude with the Mishaverach L'cholim and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Wein.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. And I want to, before beginning, just express my heartfelt to the OU for all the great things that they do and give me this opportunity to share a few words of chizik with all of you. We start off with it's Happy Rosh Chodesh, right? Rosh Chodesh is an immediate time where the Jewish people understand life is about renewal. And whatever was going on yesterday, last month, the last 4 months, whatever difficulties we had, when we look up in the sky and we see a sliver of the moon, and then we're going to see it grow and grow and grow, which with every evening reflecting more and more of the sun's light back into the dark, into the darkened earth, that is to be for us a symbol of optimism. Rosh Chodesh is not just a day of simcha. You know, simcha would be, I appreciate what I have right now. But it's optimism. It's a sense of joy. It's good things are coming in the future. And when we're talking about a call for a chizuk, you know, what we're really doing is we're going to learn some Torah. We will say a couple of prakim of Tehillim, and that gives us merit. And then we're going to pray. We'll pray for the holy, for the sick people, and we'll pray for those people that are in need. And we're giving more merit to these others through our Torah learning, through our inspiration. So when we're talking about chizuk, I think it's important just at the beginning to recognize everyone needs something else. Everyone needs a different kind of encouragement because everyone lives very different lives. Here in Las Vegas, you know, people were affected in a very different way by the COVID-19 crisis than people in New Jersey. You know, I think that, you know, if we look at the expanse of the Jewish world, so some people were deeply affected on the element of, you know, as far as death came into their lives or severe illness. There were other people on the other end of the spectrum that, you know, we're going through literally a minor inconvenience. Okay, they couldn't travel. They couldn't get out and do the things they wanted to do. Strange as it sounds, we all know someone who was probably pretty happy that they were quarantined. they were you know, shut in, so to speak. These are not such community people, and they're glad to have an excuse not to go to shul or not to be involved. I mean, and then we have every gradation in between. For many people, there was financial hardship. For some people, there were feelings of isolation and difficulty. So we have to understand that when we speak about chizuk, it means inspiration. It means something different to everybody. And I want to share with you a piece of chizuk, a piece of Torah of understanding, and I'm hoping that you'll take it the right way. And what do I mean by the right way? If it is speaking specifically to your need, then great, home run. But what if it's not? If it's not, then please listen carefully. And please realize that it might be that this piece of Torah that will enable you to help someone else in a very, very profound way. You know, the Chavos Levavos, the duties of the heart, it was written, you know, 800 years ago, 900 years ago. He tells us there that if we were to understand the reward for sharing Torah to another person, inspiring another person to have a deeper, more profound, authentic relationship with God, if we would understand what that meant, then, and how much blessing comes into our lives because we helped, we brought godliness to someone else's life, we brought a piece of Torah to someone else's life, if we would understand how many blessings we receive in this world and our eternal reward in the next world, then none of us would do anything other than bring godliness and Torah to each other. That's all we would do. So, you know, you think about all the things you have to do in your life. You know, you're raising kids and grandkids, and you have to go to work, and then you got to go to the gym, and you got to cook, and you got to, you know, everyone has pressures in their life. But if we understood the value of bringing godliness to others, that's all we would do, because everything else would kind of, you know, pitter away into secondary and tertiary priority. So I want to share with you this one story. I reached out to an individual, and I'll give him a name. It's not his name, but I'll give him a name, David. And one of the problems with the COVID-19 crisis is isolation, is that, you know, with social distancing and then people weren't going to shul. Now in Las Vegas, you know, we have minyanim and things are climbing back to where they were. But in other places, they still don't have shul. Philadelphia, they still don't have shul. No schools, no camps, whatnot. So whereas normally you'd say, oh, I'm going to see the guy every week. I'll, you know, we'll schmooze during Kiddush. But there is no Kiddush. You're not going to see the guy every week. So what do? Do you go a month, 2 months, 3 months without speaking with people who you are very close with? So it takes an extra effort for all of us. And the effort needs to continue to pick up the phone, call people, tell them I love you. I tell you I'm thinking of you. So I pick up the phone. I call this guy. Ask how he's doing, and he shares with me the following. He says, you know, Rabbi, in my business, he's in a particular form of real estate business. He goes, this crisis is Armageddon. I mean, this is wipeout time for, and not just my family, but, you know, the family business supports many families. And we know Hashem has a plan, but we don't know what that plan is. And it's excruciatingly difficult. So I shared with him the following. I said, you know, David, the most important tool any of us has for prayer is when we stand before God, we have to recognize that we are completely dependent upon Him. You know, we're completely dependent upon the Almighty to scratch our nose for the thought to understand what we should pray for. You know, the Gemara tells us, you know, if someone gets sick, they should go to a chacham, go to the wise man and get the wise man to pray for you, or at least, according to some, teach you how to pray, right? In other words, very often, we're so reliant on God for understanding. We're reliant on God for our health. We're reliant on God for our parnasa, for making a living. We're reliant on God for our success in raising our children. We're reliant on God to make sure that we say the right thing and not the wrong thing in our various relationships so they continue to grow. We're so reliant on the Almighty. And you know what? Every quasi-from person you speak to is going to agree, yes, I'm totally reliant on God. Yet we know at the same time that whereas the people admit that, very often we're not real with that. We forget about the Almighty. So I said to him, I said, your opportunity right now is you more so than anyone else at this time that you're aware of. You know you are completely dependent upon God. You know that for your business to get through this, it's completely dependent upon God. My son's Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Hashanah, he came down with COVID-19. He's lying there. The doctors told him, listen, say your goodbyes. You're not getting out of this thing. Picked up the phone, called his family. His family picked up the phone, called all of his Talmidim. They prayed and miraculously, he had a refuah shleima. He got up and he said to everyone, he said, I want everyone to know I owe all of you who davened for me because the doctor said I was out. So this is nothing short of a mace. And it's only due to the merit of our prayers. In other words, what happened in this case, when we realize we are completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely, then the Almighty responds to us in such a way. And that, sure enough, is exactly what the Gemara tells us. That God responds to us the way we look at Him. When we say, Hashem, I am totally dependent upon you. So then the Almighty says, okay, then I will lift you up and I will be with you without any intermediary. So the real, you know, when we're looking at this, you know, we're looking at this, I want to just suggest to all of you, as we get into prayer, but stand for the Amida, stop for a minute, realize who you're speaking to, realize you're completely dependent upon God for everything, and then pray in such a way that there's nothing you can do. And you'll notice when you get to the end of the Amida, you get to say, we're into the prayers of thanksgiving. And then afterwards, you show your gratitude to Hashem for all the blessings He's given you, and your confidence that He will continue to give you more blessings in the future. So that when you step out of your Amida, you will step out with a smile on your face and great, great simcha in your heart. You should give a bracha that we should all pray the way, take the difficulties of the time and use them to help us realize how dependent, reliant we are on Hashem, and the Almighty will lift us up so that we can go just as the moon is going to expand, so to all of our blessings for ourselves, our loved ones, and all of Klal Yisrael should expand continuously in the future. So with that, what I'd like to do now is lead you in a few prakim of Tehillim. We're going to first start up with, you know, Perek Kaf, that will be chapter 20. I'll recite it, please say it with me, if you wish, and either in the Hebrew or English, whichever you are comfortable with. Chapter 20. Lanatzeach mizmor leDavid, yancha adonai b'yom tzarahom, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minachasecha, v'olachom yidashne salom, yitein lecha chil v'vrecha, the whole atasko yimalehi, nirananam, bishuasecho, v'shem Eloheinu nidgo, yimalei adenoi, kol mishalasecho, ata yodati, hiyoshia adenoi, nishiho yanehu, Nishmei kodsho, bigvuros, yesha yimino. Eile borechev, the eile batusim, vanachnu v'shem adonoi, Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu, v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu, the Nis Odod, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yanenu, V'yom Koreinu. Now please join me as we are going to recite Perek Chaf Zion, chapter 27. L'David Adonai Ori Vishi Mimira Adonai Ma'oz Chayed Mimi Efchad Zikarov Olai Mereim Le'echol Es Besari Tzorai Voivai Li Hema Chashlu V'nafalu Im tahane olai, mahane lo iro libi im takum olai milchama o. Zos ani boteach, achas shoalti neis adonoi, osa avakesh chivti beveis adonoi, Kol yemei chayai, lachsos v'noam, adonoi uvaker, v'hei chalo. Ki yitzteneni v'suko v'yom ra'a yastireni v'sefer ahalo, v'tzur yirameni. Yato Yorum Roshi Al Oivai Sivrosai Ve'ez Beho Bahalo Zivhe Thruo Ashira Ba'azamro Ladenoi Shma Adenoi Koli Ekro Vahaneni Vahaneni Leho Omar Libi Bakshuponai Es Ponecho Adenoi Avokesh Al Paster Ponecho Mimeni Al Tat Vaas Avdecho Ezrosi Koyiso Al Tipsheni Di Al Tazveni Elohe Ishi Kiovi Vili Ozavuni Vadenoi Yaspeni Horeni Adenoi Dorkeho Unheni Borach Misho L'ma'an shorai, al kitneli, benefesh torai, ki komu, vi, edi, sheker, titeach hamaos, ule amanti, leros betuv adenoi, be'eretz chayim, kave el adenoi, chazak ve'anek libecho, The Cave El Adonai. And now I'd like to recite Perek Kuf Lamed. It's chapter 130. Shira Malos Mimamakim Kurosicha Adonai. Adonai Shima Vekoli. Yenaz necha kashivos lekol tachanunoi. Imavanois tishmor yo. Adenoi mi yamod. Ki imcha aslicha lema'an tivorei. Izisi adenoi kiso nafshi belibero hochalti. Nafshi, ladenoi, misharmim laboter, shomrim laboter. Yochel Yisrael, el adenoi, ki im adenoi achesed, varbe imo fedus, buhu yifteh, es Yisrael, mikol avonoso. Right now I'm going to say the Mishavera for Holy, the prayer for the sick. And if you have an Art Scroll Siddur, I'm looking on page 144, I will begin saying the Mishavera and I will pause so that you may add in any names that you know of people who need a Refuah Shlema. Mishavera Havoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Prate Es HaHolim. Bavu shanachi tein nitzakot bavu rom Yischazah kodesh baruch hu yimalei rachmim aleihem Lachamom lurfuasom lachazikom lachayosom Yishlat lehem nehra rufua shleima min hashamayim Besor sharach haYisrael rufuas hanefesh rufuas haguf Hashka bagalav izman karib Benamar, Amen. And now I'm going to recite the Acheinu, which is found at the bottom of page 146. And this is a prayer for salvation for all of Klal Yisrael. Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Betzora V'Shivyom, Haomdim Bein Bayom Ubein Bayabashom, Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem, Yotien Mitzora Livahom, Umefalom Oram, Mishivud Ligulom, Hashka Bagala Vizman Kariv, Venomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Wein. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered. Latova, may the Rabboni She'olam, the Master of the World, speedily, please, bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, also Rosh Chodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Eliyahu Rubofsky of the Young Israel of Boca Raton in Boca Raton, Florida. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.